Say, we appreciate the service thus far this morning. Appreciate the goodness we can feel in our heart and our soul. And I'm glad she just sang that song, There Is a Remedy.
Amen.
And there is. And His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For He is the remedy. We're going to read some out of the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter. We need your prayers this morning. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's a lot of things that you'd probably like to change. I'd like to change. There's a lot of things that I'd probably do different than what's been done. But there are probably a lot of things that if I did so, we'd be in a world of a mess. Truthfully. Now, I don't claim to, some of them say, to be perfect. But I will say this, and I'm trying. I'm striving to do so. Scripture teaches us to do so, to strive. Strive to be perfect. That word strive's got something in it that most of us don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
This week is a difficult week. It always has been for the last 18 years of my life. There's on a Saturday 18 years ago, we buried our son. And that's, you don't get over it. You can function. You can get by. And the truth of it is, I believe it's all by the Lord's help that you can deal with these matters. But it's still a difficult week. Comes around. Most people like anniversaries. They like things to happen year by year. But this is a week that I really don't like celebrating. Just to be honest with you. Don't like to think a whole lot about it. But in reality, our son's laying down there in Stoner Chapel Cemetery today. If you've got a son or a daughter that's alive today, you are to thank God for it. Preacher, I'm just telling you, you are to thank God for it. Not that, and I don't say a whole lot about it. I don't talk a whole lot about it or anything like that. And I do not want your sympathy, but I'd like your prayers because it helps. It really does. I thought this morning, I'd just preach on what a mess we're in. What a mess we're in. And I believe I could preach on that. I really do. I believe the Lord give me liberty to preach on that. That's not what we got. I hope and pray this morning that you'll pray for the service. You'd help us for just a minute. Get ourselves out of the way. 33rd chapter of the book of Exodus. We're going to start with the first verse. I don't know how much I'm going to read. I'm going to read till I can, I guess. We're going to start with the first verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Now, I don't know where you heard that or not. He said, I swore unto Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, that I'm going to give you a land that flows with milk and honey. He said, I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I'm going to give you a land. And he said, I'm going to send an angel and he's going to drive out all the inhabitants, Jebusites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, going to drive them out. He said, and I will not go up in the midst of thee. Did you hear that? He said, but I've swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I was going to give you a land. He said, I'm not going to go up in the midst with you. And I want you to listen to that for just a minute. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned. And no man did put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, Say unto the children of Israel, Ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment, and consume thee. Therefore now put off thine ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp. And called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of a rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 33rd chapter of the book of Exodus. I'll be honest with you, don't know altogether what we'll do this morning. Don't know altogether which way to go. There's some things that's in this chapter, believe it or not, my friend, that I've never seen till this morning. Just now, this morning. Not going to preach on that, don't think so. But I'm thankful for what I saw. I really am. I'm thankful, my friend, for the communion between me and the Lord. Now, I'm thankful that it's not just for me, but it's for you also. It takes us all. We're in a midst of a day that thinks a whole lot different than I think. They operate a whole lot different than I operate. They most certainly do. We're in a day, and I thought this might be strange to you, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, we're in a day of openness. openness. Everybody knows what everybody's doing. And I'll say again, I'm not this way. I just ain't in me. I don't operate this way. But brethren, those of the social world, this is how they operate. This is what means something to them. To be open. To share it all. And they do. And they do. I hear enough about it, and I'm not even on it. Don't even go on it. Don't look for it. Not that there's anything wrong altogether with being on social media and all such as that, but it's just not me. That's all I know to tell you. It's just not me. And I'm going to talk this morning, God being my helper, about open. Open. Now, you get in management sometimes, and down through the years, they come around and they talk and they say, well, we're going to have an open door policy. We're going to have an open door policy. Or they'll ask you the question, are you an open door manager? That might not mean much to you, but there's a difference. There most certainly is. I want to talk to you about being open. Brethren, this world thinks they've come up with a lot of different things, but I want you to know that God has always been open. Has He not? Brethren, was He not open with that of Moses? Was He not? He said, I promised Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that I'm going to send these people to a good land. I promised them. He said, but Moses, he said, I'm not going with you. Is that what he told him? I'm not going with you. Them people are a stiff-necked people. Listen. Listen to me. Brethren, God has always been very open about His standings. And it hadn't changed today. It's still the same, folks. He is wide open, brethren, to discuss the matter with you. Can I not tell you how many times have you ever heard the altar's always open? How many times you've heard that? The altar's always open. Brethren, that's an open door policy. Brethren, bring it to Him. Thank God He'll give you the relief you need. The reason you don't have the relief is because you have never left it at the altar this morning. Hear me. Brethren, God can take your disappointments and, brethren, bring joy into your life. Woo! He can do it. Truth of it is, He's the only one that can. Yes, sir. Now, you cannot this morning come to the throne of grace, brethren, in a proud spirit. He will not hear you. Preacher, don't preach that. I'm being open. He's not going to listen. He's not going to hear it. What do you mean, preacher? You're going to have to come with an humble, broken spirit. That's the only way you'll ever get rid of your problem. Do you know that? Do you know that? Brethren, he's open. That of which he does is open. He was straightforward with Moses. He said, I'm not going. I'm not going with you. Brethren, you don't think that the journey would be different if God spoke to you and said, I'm not going with you. You're stiff-necked, proud-hearted. You deal with it yourself. Preacher, God ain't that way. Who was he talking to? Yeah. Moses. The man of God that he sent to deliver the children of Israel. He said, y'all going in the land. He said, but I'm not going with you. Moses didn't like it. Did he? The Bible says, and for other reasons, and it's typical, it really is, it's typical of some other things in the scripture concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He put the tabernacle out of the camp. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That comes into play down through the years. That comes into play. Listen to me. Brethren, they had to go out to the tabernacle. Amen. Did they not? Out. I think about it being out of your way. Yes, sir. Preacher, I love the Lord, but I want my paved way. I don't want no bumps. I don't want no hardships. I don't want no downfalls. Listen, he went with them people for 40 years in a wilderness. He said a waste, howling wilderness full of pits, full of snares, full of danger, my friend. That same stiff-necked people. Yes, sir. He went with them. Moses, the Bible says that they come out to the tabernacle. I read it to you. There's multitudes of nuggets in this chapter. There's multitudes of things. Brethren, that God had his hand in that it looked like would have nothing but a holy mess. I venture to say, I've been around just a day or two, but I venture to say, my friend, you ain't seen a world, my friend, like you're living in. Never in your time. Never. The openness about social media, my friend, and the openness of the generation that we're living in. It ain't the one coming, brethren, it's the one we're in. The openness. There's no shame. There's no wrong. We all going to heaven. Don't worry about it. I've got this covered. Ain't that what the people of today is? We don't need you, Lord. We don't need you. We got it covered. And here we go. And brethren, we're in a holy mess. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to have to be like Moses. I'm going to have to be like Moses, folks. I'm going to have to say, Lord, I ain't wandering through this world. Thank God you got to go with me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The social media will never be one of my portes. It's me. Can't help it. Preacher, it's a tool that I use for a lot of good things. I'm not saying there's anything bad about it. You can use good in many different ways. I'm just telling you, don't expect me, thank God, to give you an A+. I don't understand a lot of it. I don't understand a lot of the terminologies. And I don't understand a lot of the openness. You hear me? Because a lot of the openness that I see and hear ain't nothing but S-I-N. And that's sin. According to the King James Version of the Bible. Yes, sir. Now, you can be open all you want to. Brethren, I'm going to worship an open God. Amen. Preacher, I can't carry on without this or that. I'm again. I come up through a day, my friend, when you, if you play sports, is a sin. It's preached on a lot. Huh? And I thought one day, well, how? Got an old football here. How is there sin in that football? Ain't no sin in that football. Ain't no sin that basketball. Ain't no sin that baseball. Huh? You know where the sin is? Right here. You looking at it. Now you can, I would be ashamed to a lot of the preachers that preached early in my years. Because I like sports. You get the gist? You get the gist? Brethren, all they could see was that how it separated and it took away from church. It did. Can I tell you in the days that we played sports, can I tell you that there was not a sport event, my friend, set aside on Wednesday nights nor Sundays. Amen. Yes, sir. Priority. Priorities. If you had practice on Wednesday, you got out in time. They made sure You got out in time to go to Wednesday night meeting. The world done that. You hear me? I still like football. Can't play it. I still like baseball. And I love basketball. Don't even watch it. Yeah. You know something? Brethren, I know where my God lives. Do you know that? I told you before, and I went to work on public works. They had a softball team. They wanted me to play, and I said, I'll be there. I will not be there Wednesday night. I will not be there Sunday. Don't ask me. I was 17 year old.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You know where I was going to be Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Union Grove Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Started at 7. I got off at 6.
Yeah.
Worked 12-hour days. Listen. And I was at church on time. Wanted to be there. Desired to be there. And that's where I was. Listen, folks. It ain't, my friend, all this junk that's wrong. It's all the people, thank God, that ain't got their heart right. You hear me? It wasn't no problem me not to play Wednesday night nor Sundays until playoff time come. Playoff time come, we got to have you. You got to be there. Sorry. You say, preacher, that's just downright wrong. No, it ain't. I told them up front. Told them up front. You didn't care where they won or lost. Oh, yes, I did. I'm very competitive. I always go for that W. Yes, always. Yes, sir. That's what I play for. Get that win. Not looking to lose. But listen to me. I got a God that's got an open door policy.
Yeah.
That altar ain't never had a gate put on it. Not as long as I know. That altar's always open. You know who it's open for? You. Why, preacher, that's for sinners. You. You hear me? You say, preacher, I'm the best church member you got. You know what that altar's for? You.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know how to be a good member? Thank God, stay in contact with the King today.
Amen.
He's King. Was not the Lord open with Moses? Now, Moses, I promised Abraham, I promised Isaac, and I promised Jacob that there's going to be brought to this land that flows with milk and honey. And he says, before you get there, that's what he told him, before you get there, I'm going to send the angel and he's going to drive out all the ites they are in that land.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. But Moses, I'm not going with you. He said, them people, that's exactly, I read it, them people are a stiff-necked people. I'm not going in the midst of you. Moses got that tabernacle and they set it out of the camp over there. They started coming to the tabernacle. Listen, they started coming to the tabernacle. They all got finished and here come Moses. That's what the book says. I read it to you. And here come Moses. Listen, folks, they was an open door policy. Open. Open. Every man stood in his tent's door. Can you imagine? Folks, we're talking about 600,000 footmen. Not counting women and children. Every man stood in his tent's door. Why, preacher? They was curious. They wanted to know what was going to happen when Moses entered the tabernacle. Yeah. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? I heard something the other day. It struck a nerve. I heard something the other day. I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to tell you. You don't have to tell anybody else whether or not that Jesus is in the house. Glory to God! It's open, folks! You believe that? Had 600,000 tents out there. And every man standing in his tent's door. That's what the book says. And Moses enters the tabernacle. Listen, folks. That ain't all's going on. You know what they wanted to know? They want to know whether or not God's going to meet with him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know they had a way of knowing. They had a way of knowing that God was with them. Yes, sir. And you got a way too.
Amen.
I don't have to tell you whether or not the Lord's passed by. I don't have to tell you or not whether you're in trouble. I don't have to come to you, my friend, and shake you upside down, my friend, to get your attention. Brethren, God's already got it, my friend.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to say this. You may not like it, but I'm going to say it. If you're erring out of the way, my friend, there's prayers going up for you. We've got an open door policy. And you can't stop it. Glory, hallelujah. They got a song, my friend said they can say what they want to today about the tomb. They can say what they want to about what they done with Jesus. But the song says, but they cannot put him back in the grave. Glory, hallelujah! He arose! Thank God he'll never go back! Woo! Or to make you shout. Listen, I don't have to tell you when Jesus is in the house. Every man around that camp, my friend, when that cloudy pillar descended, they saw. Bible says it descended and it stayed. Did it not? Listen. You know when Jesus is in the house. Yes, you do. You know when you are in the wrong. Yes, you do. And there is an open door policy.
Amen.
Listen, you may not come to this altar. But I've always said, you will make you an altar somewhere. Somewhere. Give me that old time religion. Most of you couldn't handle it. Moses, I'm not going with you. I'm not going to be in the midst of you. Exactly what he said. Not going to be in the midst of you. Brethren, the Lord come down and Moses began to talk to him. That chapter right there says he talked to him face to face. What he said. And Moses began to rehearse unto the Lord. He said, these are your people. These people are called by your name. He said, we're separate. We've separated ourselves from the world. Folks, that ought to be a number one priority in your life.
Amen.
Preacher, that's Old Testament. It's in the New One too.
Yeah.
Does it not tell you to come out from among them and be you a separated people? Thus saith the Lord. It ain't changed, folks. Open door policy, my friend, didn't start in the 20s. It's been for a while. It's always been, just to be honest with you. Listen. Moses said, these people that you've given me, he said, there's no way I'm going if you don't go with me.
Yeah.
What he told him. Have you ever been there? You've been to the place, my friend, that God said, go. And you probably backed up a little bit and said, well, I ain't a-going. Might have been like old Ananias was when he was called to go down there and talk to Saul. When he told the Lord, he said, Lord, I've heard much about this man. And what he had heard wasn't good. The Lord said, go. He said, I have chosen him. Hear me. Listen, God don't do this thing in a corner. He's not going to start in 2024. No, he ain't. He's still open. Every avenue of what's in that Holy Bible, what's in that King James Version? Every avenue is still in effect today. Preacher, I won't have that. There's a world full of people that won't.
Bless him, Lord.
You and I and whoever, my friend, is around about us, lives before us or after us, will, my friend, give an account to God.
Amen.
And the account of God that we have is this right here.
Amen.
And it was from the beginning.
Amen.
According to the Word. According. How many times have you ever read in there, you get over in the New Testament, and he says, according to the Scriptures. Huh? According to the Scriptures. I'm as open as I can be this morning. I'm preaching you, my friend, an open door policy. I'm preaching to you, my friend, just like Moses preached to them. And Moses says, I'm not going without you. I thank God today that I don't have to go without him.
Amen.
He'll go with me.
Amen.
And you know the good thing of it is, he'll go with you.
Yes,
yes he will. Whomever you are. If you've ever, my friend, proclaimed in your life, if you've ever told anybody, my friend, that God has saved you, my friend, then you should live a separated life in this world.
Amen.
That's book. Abide by it. Let it be your rule. Let it be your faith. Let it be your trust. Let it be your all in all. Because he's full of it. He's full of it. You want to know about God? Get in the book. You want to know about how God's character is? Get in the book. You'll find out. And you'll find out, my friend, at the end of the day, that he is better to you than you are to him. The Bible says that when Moses had come out of the tabernacle, that every man had worshiped the Lord in his tent's door. I read something there. Get a verse of a song, if you would, this morning. That's the message. Open. Open. There's not anything in this world that God don't know about you. Not anything. There are things that I have mentioned in this church, and about the only place I ever have mentioned them, that I never did tell my children. I never did tell them. Some things I didn't want them knowing. And the truth of it is, I had a past too. I did. I had a past. I knowed how things were. I might have matured a little quicker than a lot of people did because I was around so much. I had a good dad and I had a good mom. But brethren, when God saved my mother, and when God saved my dad,
bless him, Lord,
the Jackson household changed.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My dad was 40, 41 year old. But it changed, Crafton. The words my daddy had said prior and after were different. You hear me? I lived with him. The dealings that my dad done prior and after were different. Something changed that man. Yes, sir. He come to his wit's end. Yes, sir. I've told you all about it. Listen. God knows how this thing works. He knows how the world is. There ain't nothing this world can come up with that he ain't already been through. Ecclesiastes will prove it to you. Yes, it will. Ecclesiastes will prove it to you. Still trying to come up with things. Brethren, all in this world that's going on in the midst of the world, they're putting band-aids on wounds. About all they're doing. The sore's still there. Can I tell you something? The sore will always be there.
Yeah.
I read it, I think, in our Sunday school. Paul told Timothy. He told him about some of the things. He said, you as are, you know these things. He said, but the world's going to get worse and worse. What he said? Have you ever read the scripture over there where it talks about the day star arising in your heart? I want to tell you something. Until that happens in your life, my friend, the only hope you have is Jesus. The only star you are looked toward is Jesus. The only place that you'll ever get full satisfaction is Jesus. I don't care what the world shows you. I don't care how much of this world you think you need. Seriously. You can get everything that you think your little heart desires. And I'll promise you, my friend, when you get it all, you'll look back and you'll say, well, I want more. Because you're satisfying a longing that only one person can satisfy.
Amen.
Sister Dolly and Sister Lois sung the song, you don't hear it. Don't hear people sing it anymore. And I loved it. It stuck with me. Says, I searched for Him, and I knew not what I searched for. I longed for Him, and I knew not what I longed for. But when I found Jesus, then I searched no more. He filled the longing in my soul. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You are to tattoo that on you. You hear me? We're in a tat world. Are we not? We all got to have one. I ain't getting on to that. I'm just telling you. You ought to tattoo something on there, my friend, that makes sense.
Amen.
Listen. This is what the people that God had done. They put frontlets between their eyes that they might remember to do His commandments. Read it. It's in there. They wore them. That they might remember. Ain't that something? Listen. It makes no difference where you go. It makes no difference, my friend, how big of a sign you make in this world. There's still but one that can fill that void in your life. One. Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, my friend, if your world is upside down. The truth of it is, there ain't but one that can help you get it right side up this morning. Yes, sir. I can cry with you. I can mourn with you. I can weep with you. I can pray with you. I can laugh with you. But brethren, at the end of the day, it's still according to what you are going to do with this man called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's open. Doors open. Altars open. any which way you want to put it. The fact of the matter of it is, it is in yours and mine hand what we do with the open door policy. I choose, my friend, that God go with me. And He will. Preacher, you might have disaster. Maybe disaster at the house right now. I don't know. If it is, yes, it'd trouble me. Yes, it'd sadden my heart. But I've got news for you. There's still something on the inside of me that belongs to God, and I plan on letting Him have it. You hear me? Whatever comes, it's still God that blesses. Is it not? Open door. He didn't do anything in the corner. The book says its thing wasn't done in a corner. He was open with Moses. But look, folks, Moses was open with Him. Was he not? Lord, I ain't moving. Lord, I'm not going. These people are your people. And I'll not go except you go with me. You know what the Lord said? I'll do as thou hast spoke. Has He ever told you that, Crafton? I'm going, brother. I'm going. I'll go with you. Wherever, my friend, that you may go. Let us stand.